You're listening to a podcast from Victory. Learn more about the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus in week 5 of the Apostles' Creed.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to our 5 p.m. service. We are on our 5th week in our Apostles' Creed series, and you know, it's so important for us to really understand the magnitude of the foundation of our faith. And again, the reason why we come up with this series is for us to revisit what really happened. If you check out church history, you know, the gospel has been passed on from generation after generations. And true enough, you know, many different teachings would come and arise against who Christ is. Kaya importante ho pag-aralan natin, i-bisitahin natin uli yung ginawa ho ng mga apostles. In fact, it's not the first generation apostles, but the second, third, fourth generations that come up with the so-called Apostles' Creed. And ito po yung sinasabi natin ngayon, okay? And so, we adhere to the Apostles' Creed, and not only to the Apostles' Creed, we also adhere to different kinds of creed, the Nicene Creed, the Chalcedon Creed, wherein we evangelicals, all right, we consider ourselves evangelicals, adhere to these kinds of teachings and foundations. And we're going to talk about the topic, the death, burial, and the resurrection of Christ. Yung part ng statement po na sinasabi natin, He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to hell. The third day he rose again. As you noticed, we should have touched this topic on the third week when we did talk about Jesus Christ as the Son of God. Pero what happened was, talagang tinahi po namin ito because of our events, all right? Our special occasion that we Filipinos experience, especially this coming week. And it's called Holy Week, all right? And this is probably one of the famous, prominent week of all the weeks, all right, our nation experienced, where our whole nation, the whole nation of the Philippines, experienced Holy Week. And so we'll be reading verses 1 to 5. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, here's what the Word of God says. Now I remind you, brothers, of the gospel I preached to you, which you received, in which you stand, and by which you are being saved, if you hold fast to the word I preached to you, unless you believed in vain. Verse 3. For I delivered to you as of first importance what I also received, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the Scriptures, and that He was buried, and that He was raised on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures, and that He appeared to Cephas, then to the 12. For this is the word of the Lord for us today and for the rest of the week. Let's pray. Lord, we ask for the power of the Holy Spirit to anoint the preaching of your word. Lord, I ask that you would open the Scriptures, open our minds, our hearts, that we may be able to understand fully the significance of what Christ has done for us, that He died, buried, and was resurrected in our behalf. Lord, I pray that even this coming week, as the whole nation, Lord God of the Philippines, Lord God, go and experience Holy Week, may we as a church experience a different kind of week as we experience you and commemorate what you've done for us. Lord, I pray, Lord God, that you bless every person who's here today, and may you transform and change the way we live, our lifestyle, that you break mindsets and renewed our mind towards your will. We ask this in Jesus' name we pray, and everyone would say, amen. As our whole nation experience Holy Week, alam niyo po ba mayroong positive side at negative side ng Holy Week? There's a positive side of Holy Week and there's a negative side of the Holy Week. In our own lives, probably you already have less to do for the Holy Week. And it's very significant for us because they have both sides of the coin, the positive and the negative. Let's look at the positive side muna. Ano ba yung positive side ng Holy Week? Siyempre, pag Holy Week, vacation. Di ba? Yung positive side ng Holy Week, syempre, susulat natin yung mga bagay-bagay na kailangan natin gawin. Maglilinis tayo ng bahay. Di ba? Yung iba, positive side, di ba, mag-internet na lang ako. Tatapusin ko yung buong season ng Flash, yung Arrow, or yung mga hindi ko napanood in the past. I'm gonna make sure I'll finish like a movie marathon for me. And that's basically some of the positive side. The negative side of the Holy Week is that the malls are closed. There's no aircon, walang tambayan, diba? Business establishments are closed, and the good thing All right, if it's closed, then people aren't around. Parang positive pa rin. Nandun yung mga tao doon sa bakasyonan. In fact, lots of people today have already prepared what they're going to do for Holy Week. And here are some who basically put it on Facebook, all right, in Google, what they usually do during Holy Week. One of them says, my family is from Bantayan Island, so we spend our Holy Week every year there. The beaches are great, and like everyone knows us there, so it's a lot of fun. How about you? So ito medyo kilala sila. So every year, nagbabakason sila, buong pamilya, it's a time for family vacation and being together. One guy says, well, I'm a church choir member of Forbes Park, and we have a yearly washing of the feet. Hindi natin ginagawa sa church natin washing of the feet. Siguro nga one time gawin natin, no? Siguro abutin tayo ng the whole day, ng Sunday, just to wash everyone's feet. So nag-uugas sila ng mga paan nila. Seven last words and Easter vigil presentations with the Philippine Philharmonic Orchestra. Wow! Meron ba kayo, no? Kami, may Philharmonic kayo. Okay, music group lang. Sino ba yung nagli-lead? Okay. Hope you can join us one of the Holy Weeks. Happy Easter in advance. God bless. Okay, there's another guy, a young person. Here's what he said. Breathing air as simple as that. For Holy Week, haha. But what I'm trying to say is that I really don't care that much. For me, I'd rather spend the whole week playing my favorite video games in the comfort of my own room rather than traveling and going out for some fun, which can drain most of my energy, thus making me tired even before I can enjoy the whole experience. So in other words, bahay na lang ako, diba? Mag video games na lang ako, tapos, masaya pa ako. See, a lot of people focus on this week with the different kind of week, which I believe I want to propose something to you today. All right? A lot of people, because of our religiosity, we do penance and penitence. In fact, may nakilala po ako. Nag-a-attend na rito, no? He's been here quite some time. Siguro mag 1 year na nag-victory weekend and all that. And I saw this person just this week, and this person was really sincere, and he was really telling me about, you know, the Holy Week, that the whole family experience. Sabi niya, Pastor, ako, grabing ginagawa namin sa Holy Week. Panata namin. He used the word, panata namin. Tradition namin sa family. Lahat kami, kumbaga yung buong Constantino. Okay, every nag-iba lang ng venue. Pumunta kami sa bahay, kung sino yung toka. And then, nagpapabasa kami. So, big deal sa amin ito dahil yung mga relatives namin, talagang umuwi pa dito sa Pilipinas to spend Holy Week through pabasa. Para sinasabi niya, this is part of our lives. This is what our parents have taught us growing up with this kind of religiosity. And think about it, that guy is part of our church. And you know what? I didn't come as if, uy, alam mo, hindi maganda yan. Hindi biblical yan. I didn't come up across that way. Why is that? Because number one, there's limited time. All right, I was with my kids. And second, I want him to experience God all the more. That I believe part of our relationship with God is for us to encounter God's Word. And the Bible says, as we read God's Word, God will renew our thoughts, renew our minds. And one of the things that I believe the Lord wants to renew our minds is the way we live, doing traditions regarding our religiosity, doing penance and penitence. In fact, the wrong mindset of this Holy Week is focusing on ourselves more than God. The whole process of us doing religious stuff is about me. It's about what are the things that I need to do in order for me to pay for my sins. What are the things that I need to change in order for me to somehow repair of the sins that I've done. It's more of me doing something that I believe that it's not really biblical. Do you see that? And dahil sa pagiging religyoso po natin, yung mga traditions po na nakagisna natin, we thought it's the right thing to do. In fact, it is very unbiblical. What I'm trying to say is this, a lot of people would amend and make a peace to all the shortcomings that we have done, the sin that we did in our past lives, even in the present ones. Let me be clear to everyone here. There is nothing we can do to make us right with God. we can do anything about the sins that we have done, to the fact that we committed sin, to the fact that you were born here with sin in our lives. There is no man who could change the lifestyle of sin. There's no one. That's reality. That's the brutal fact. And that is why people are focused so much on themselves. Kaya nga po yung Holy Week, it's all about us. Whether in a religious sense or in a sense that that guy would say, look, I'd rather watch a movie, you know, play games, all in that, just go and have fun with my friends, go swimming out there, enjoy the holidays, enjoy Holy Week. The whole point is, there is a big problem. And because of this problem called sin, it created a gap, an immeasurable gap, that whatever works we could do, whatever penitence and penance we could all do, sacrificially giving everything you got, giving all your money away, try to sacrifice yourself by dying for others. Let me tell you this. This is not enough with all the sins that we violate against God. Are you here with me? I have a proposal to make. May this Holy Week be a week wherein we're going to focus on God, which is the focal point of our faith. Focus on the finished work, on what His Son did for us, which is the basis of what we're talking about today. Let's focus on the finished work of Christ, the solution for all our sins, our self-righteousness, our unrighteousness, our religious deeds, which is not enough. Let's focus on what Christ has done for us all. Amen? So what is that? Ano bang ginawa sa atin, the Lord, based on the scripture, the text that we read? Number one, let's focus on Christ's suffering and His death on the cross. One of the things that we need to realize is, I guess for us, having this religious background, and we were taught growing up in our own religious school, all right, is that Christ suffered. Yes, we know that He suffered. That's the thing. He suffered for us. But still, men do His own thing to suffer for their own sins, which Christ already did. The sufferings of Christ is totally different from all the undergoing sacrifices of men. We have to realize that He had to experience the horrible pain and the agony of that kind of experience, that kind of pain. So what is that? Imagine the physical torture. Yung bago po namatay si Lord, si Jesus, He went through a lot of pain. The physical pain na lang. Na paminsan tayo nagre-react tayo, di ba, dun sa nangyayari sa Syria, binomba ng Russia, yung mga civilians namatay, yung mga kids namatay, yung mga tao mismo na sa hospital, binomba, ang daming mga civilians na hindi naman pala kaaway. Pero tayo, pag nag-react tayo, grabe. Yung mga taong siguro may psycho, okay, may problema because of too much anger in their hearts, okay, out of revenge, alright, they would kill people and they would massacre. Let me use the word massacre. And people reacted, grabe yung massacre, yung buong family talaga, talagang daming dugo, ang daming nangyari. And we reacted on that, right? And we would call, that's injustice, grabe talaga, dapat mamatay, dapat. Let me tell you this, what happened to Christ is more than that. You have to realize the blood that He shed. Just imagine the nails that caused blood to flow upon His hands and His own feet. Imagine the use of whip of cords that hit, that caused blood to flow upon His back and His whole body. If you have not watched The Passion, well, I think that's a picture of what Christ experienced. Baka mamaya, mas matindi pa, hindi po ba? But the whole point is, you know, He shed His blood for every one of us. Imagine the nails in the head, the thorns, that causes blood to flow upon His head. So, totoo lang, dapat doon palang patay na si Lord eh. Doon palang sa kind of way of torture. He should have died right there. But sometimes we have taken that for granted. And so what Christ have experienced, His suffering is enough that you don't have to suffer. Do you get the point? I think the most painful thing that Jesus experienced was not just the physical aspect of suffering. Ang pinakamatindi po, yung pain that caused His heart to really have that agony is those people who followed him and yet denied him. Those people who claim to be Christians and yet when the going gets tough, they denied, neglected, and they rejected him. I think the most painful are the words that sometimes we say, ayoko na, baliwala lang yung prayer ko. Hindi naman totoo si Lord eh. Baliwala lang yung ginagawa ko sa church. Ganito pa rin ang buhay ko. I think that's the most painful thing is like stabbing him because of those words. It's just like spitting on him, mocking him. And kaya nga, the words of unbelief is really a big deal towards God. Why is that? Because you're questioning who he is. You're questioning who God is as a powerful God. That imagine a God who became man for us to be reached out. He was the center of public disgrace. And that's why Ephesians 53 verse 6 says, all we, like sheep, have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. And the Lord has laid on him, his son, Christ, the iniquity of us all. Yun po'y ginawa ni Lord, in spite of us rejecting him, in spite of us. Akala lang natin small issue lang. You know, just to God, it's not. Because imagine he sent his all, his one and only son. And I hope, let's all look back to what Christ has done that is most important with our faith. Because if not for him, then everything that we do here is totally useless and worthless. The whole point is, he has to grow through that suffering. Yet, he went through that knowing that he doesn't deserve it. He doesn't deserve to be a man. But he lowered himself. He humbled himself for us to be reached out so that you experience the life that we don't deserve. And it's only Christ who can deal with every sin that we violated. Are you here with me? Isaiah 53 verse 10 says, it was the Lord's will to crush him and cause him to suffer. And through the Lord makes his life a guilt offering. Kasi nga yung kasalanan ho natin, hindi lang mag-ask lang tayo ng pagpatawad kay Lord. Lord, sorry doon sa ginawa ko. And Lord, let me receive forgiveness. To us, the religious mindset is for us to receive forgiveness of sins is okay, but hindi lang po yung forgiveness of sins na ginawa sa atin ni Lord. He took the guilt, the condemnation that every man has. For you to deal with sin, you gotta uproot the cause of that. That is the sinful nature. That's why God has to deal with us, with our own selfishness, by his own blood. The Bible says, without the shedding of his blood, there is no forgiveness. That's why in the Old Testament, sacrifices has to be made by a priest to sacrifice a perfect lamb. A lamb that has no spot, any wrinkle, unblemished, so that God could be able to receive that lamb. And Jesus was not just a priest. He was also the sacrificial lamb. So that because of him living this life that is in total obedience, he lived a perfect life. Kaya nga wala po sa ating sino man. Yung pagiging pastor ko po, baliwala yan. Calling lang ni Lord to. Pareho lang tayo. Lahat po tayo pare-pareho. Walang sikat kay Lord. Walang famous. Walang malakas kay Lord. Lahat po tayo pare-pareho. Hindi dahil nagpipreach ako, malakas ako kay Lord. Hindi dahil pastor ako, anointed yung prayer ko. Wala akong sinasabi ng Biblia na ganun. All of us here are the same. No one will able to save himself apart from this man who was God and he became man, 100% God, 100% man. They experienced suffering. The way you experience sufferings, Jesus suffered. And yet he remained sinless. And yet he took all our sins. Not just the sin of mankind, but the reality, the magnitude, the nature of sin, which is guilt and condemnation. It's through the sacrificial blood of Jesus that caused us not just to be forgiven, but caused us to be set free. Kaya kanina nagko-communion tayo, sinabi ni Pastor Jerry, we're set free. We're freed from sin. We are redeemed from sin. We are redeemed from the destruction, the penalty of sin, which is death. That's what Christ has done for us. And I just want you to understand, when we fully understand this and live according to this gospel, it permeates. It will affect every aspect of our lives, the way we think, The way we view our lives, kaya nga sinasabi natin, you know, we base our conviction on our belief, di ba? Our behavior determines what our convictions are. Kaya kung makikita mo isang tao, nagbabago kasi nga na-experience yung gospel. Hindi lang discipline for the sake of discipline, nagbago tayo. It has to be internal, and Jesus dealt with that once and for all. He lived the sacrificial kind of life, offered himself, living a perfect life for us to be bought by his own blood. Christ's burial and resurrection. Isaiah 53 verse 9 says, he had done no wrong. He lived a perfect life and had never deceived anyone. But he was buried like a criminal. He was put in a rich man's grave. We have to look at the context. Why would Isaiah put there and prophesied about Jesus being placed in a rich man's grave? Yung pala, okay, according to our studies, nag-aaral po kami, after the death of Jesus Christ upon the cross, his body was removed and placed in an unused, clean tomb of a wealthy gentleman who was a member of Hebrew Sanhedrin called, his name is Joseph of Arimathea. Sinabi na Isaiah, pinrophesy niya ito at mangyayari, true enough, after many years, 400 years, it happened perfectly the way this man prophesied it. That's why Christ's burial is a big deal. And many people, when he was there on the cross, questioned, many religions questioned about the death and burial of Christ. In fact, one particular religion would believe in this so-called substitution theory, all right, which says another person was crucified in Jesus' place. Hindi sila makapaniwala si Jesus mismo. Okay, was there on the cross. Somebody took his place. Kumbaga, sub, ops, tika muna. Oy, hindi pwede mamatay si Lord. Kasi nga, kung God talaga siya, sub muna. Somebody has to take his place for that man to die, but not Christ. And that's why they question us. They question this kind of belief. You get that? There are many religions will disqualify what Christ did for us. One theory is called the Ascension Theory, that Jesus was rescued from the cross and ascended to heaven. Yung tipong nas irerescue si Lord, parang nandito na sa cross, biglang, there was an open heaven and a light shine. Biglang yung bumaba, kinuha na lang si Lord. They would disqualify that kind of belief. Another belief is called the swoon theory. Jesus did not actually die while on the cross and survive the rigors of crucifixion. Hindi talaga namatay si Lord. So that's why they question, it's impossible for a man just like Christ, kung talagang, ha, namatay siya? Eh kaya God, that's bigla namatay, that's baloney. In their own mindset, it's impossible. That's why there's a lot of atheists, a lot of agnostics, Stephen Hawking, and so many people, all right, would question about our belief. Question is, what about us? Can we defend what our beliefs based on who Christ is? That's why that's a big challenge for us. So having said that, Christ was buried. And not only that he was buried, if you look at the context of our creed, he was crucified, dead, descended into hell, and descended into Hades. That's why the resurrected life of Christ is very important. If not for the resurrection of Christ, if we focus all our energies on the death of Christ and there's no resurrection, let me tell you this, the gospel is not complete. Kasi lahat tayo focus on the cross. Di ba? Lahat tayo sinasabi, Jesus died for you. Yeah? He dealt with their sin. He dealt with all the demons in hell right there on the cross. He dealt with death. But you have to remember, he didn't just die. He rose from the dead after 3 days. And that's the essence of our faith. The resurrection of Christ is the foundation of Christianity. If Christ wasn't raised from the dead, listen to this, our faith, our prayers, reading the Bible, coming to church, everything that we do is worthless. Do you understand this? That's the essence of what we do here. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 20 to 21 says, but Christ has indeed been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. Verse 21, from since death came through a man, the resurrection of the dead comes also through a man. What was the scripture saying here? Hey, look. He was God. He became man for us. He has to experience suffering, death on the cross, a criminal kind of death, though he didn't deserve it. But he has to go through that to be a man for us so that all will experience the gift of eternal life and the forgiveness of sins. This is vital to our faith. Kaya nga sana itong week na to, let's revisit that. It's not what you do, but it's a matter for us experiencing Christ. But it's us revisiting the gospel. But what we're saying here is important. We're going to talk about the resurrection and its effect next Sunday, which is really very exciting. That's why through Christ's death, burial, and resurrection, our salvation is complete and eternally secure. It's only one man who could grant salvation. I'm sorry to say, no man can grant him salvation. No matter what you stand on salvation, I want to say this up front. All I know is I have to walk faithfully to my faith in God, that with I will hold on to what Christ has done and just do what he wants me to do, because I'm already saved. Because of the blood of Jesus, I put my faith on. All I get to do is to live based on his will and not my will. Why? Because his death, burial, and resurrection cause us to be secure and complete in our salvation. Let me end with this, and this is very important. I would go back to what we read. In verse 1, it says, "Now I would remind you, brothers, of the gospel I preach to you, which you receive, in which you stand, by which you are being saved. If you hold fast to the word I preach to you, unless you believe in vain." The question boils down, so what is the gospel? Nasaved tayo ng gospel that causes us to hold fast. That's why this week, I believe it's not just a moment for us with Christ. I think it's a moment for us to get rid of the mindsets. Yung mga belief natin na iniisip natin na we can save ourselves. By prayer, we can save ourselves. By giving and all that. Those are great, but it will never, ever save a person. It's what Christ has done. Ano ba yung gospel? Kailangan po natin malaman to by heart. Ito yung sinasabi ko sa victory group ko. Kung hindi mo alam mag-preach, tandaan mo to. E paano kami mamamatay na? Tatawag ka ng pastor. Tatawagin mo kami. Dahil mamamatay na yung kapamilya mo, yung mismong relative mo. Nandun doon na in the deathbed. What will you say if you're given 5 minutes to share and that guy is gonna die? And you are a believer and you're saved and here you are. You can't even share. What's wrong with our faith? Why are we here for? If you can't even preach the gospel. And that's why Paul was saying, hey, look, this is what I preach to you that you receive. Is it right for us to also share it with others? Of course, that's why God calls us to be witnesses. That's why there's a power of the Holy Spirit, that we were empowered to do that. But what's the essential of what Christ has done? What is the gospel? Well, here's the gospel. The gospel, first and foremost, is the good news. It is the good news that God became man in Jesus Christ. He lived a life that we should have lived and died a death that we should have died in our place. After 3 days, he rose from the dead, proving that he is the Son of God, offering the gift of salvation and forgiveness of sins to anyone who repents and believes this gospel. God has to prove himself that he is the Son of God. The good thing is, he wants to offer the gift of salvation para hindi ka na mag-good works, para hindi ka na mag-penance, mag-penitensya. Kasi bayad na, sabi ni Lord, it's done. That's how it spells. Christianity spells D-O-N-E. It is finished. It's done. Religion says, D-O, it's not yet done. I still have to do this. Kailangan magbago ako para ako maging part ng victory group. Mismo dito sa church natin, ganun pa rin mag-isip. Remember the guy that I shared? That's fine. God is in the midst of changing us. But we got to know what the gospel is. Take a shot at this. Maybe this week God is going to open doors for you. And I hope you'll take it by heart. That is the gospel. Pag pinag-share ka 5 minutes, alam mo sasabihin mo, God loves you. Yeah, he died for you on the cross. after 3 days, sure. We got to grow up. Hello, can you say amen, church? Amen. That's what this faith is about. That you could defend your faith, that you could make stand and be firm in what you say. What is the gospel? Can we say this all together now at the count of three? One, two, three, go. The gospel is the good news that God became man in Jesus Christ, that He lived a life that we should have lived and died a death we should have died in our place. 3 days later, He rose from the dead, proving that He is the Son of God and offering the gift of salvation and forgiveness of sins to anyone who repents and believes the gospel. Can you do this a favor? Can you memorize this? In my victory group, I asked them, I want you to memorize this. Memorize this by heart. This is why you got saved. Hello? Are you listening, Victory People, 5 p.m. service? That's the reason why you get saved. It's because of the good news. And people needs to hear it. Your friends needs to hear it. You got to take it by heart. We live and breathe because of the gospel. Can you say amen? Can we just pray right now? Let's just close our eyes. Thank you, Lord. Lord, I thank you. I thank you for what you've done for us, Lord. Lord, I know the whole nation, Lord, have its own way of, Lord, fulfilling, Lord, their Holy Week. It's not a matter of what we do, but it's a matter of what you've done. Lord, I do thank you that we could share the gospel, that we could live and breathe according to your word. And Lord, we say thank you for what you've done for us, Lord Jesus, that you didn't have to be a man, but you choose to be a man for us. Lord, you choose to suffer for us. You choose to die a criminal kind of death, that you experience crucifixion for us. But yet, Lord God, once and for all, you made that sacrifice so that we can all receive forgiveness of sins and the gift of eternal life. So, Lord, here we are. We want to say thank you for your grace. Lord, we want to exalt you this evening and have a grateful heart that this Holy Week is not about us. The vacation, the fun, the excitement, just everyone will do. But it's our encounter with you so that we will live and breathe the gospel. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Praise God. Give the Lord a hand. Thank you.